place where the pigs are kept.
Ooh. Yeah. It's all muddy. What is the name of that place where the pigs are kept?
Of a hog pen or pig pen?
Yeah, pig pen. Okay. Pig pen. Thanks.
How about where they would graze the cows and horses?
Pasture.
Okay. Do you know of any place like out in the pasture where they might pen up the cows to milk them or collect the manure or something like that?
I don't know.
How about fencing? What do you call that kind of fence that's made out of logs that are split?
Split rail.
Okay.
You can tell right now a lot of the farm is gone, isn't it? 60 years ago. I mean, not only is the farm gone, but the memories and the terminology. Oh, well.
Well, now, actually, I've been surprised that if you go actually out to places where people are still farming.
Sure, it's the same things that survive.
I mean, even people who haven't, you know, who use tractors instead of mules, they still know a lot of the old terms, I guess, because it's more pertinent to them.
That's true.
What about boards, like on the side of a house, you know, boards that lap over? What are those called?
Clapboard.
How about a thing that hangs off the edge of the roof to catch the rain?
Gutter.
Do you know a term for, this is new to me, if two parts of the house come together in the roof and make like a corner there?
Like,
what you would call that?
Two parts of the house come together and make a corner.
Right, so you had a wing here and a wing here, and they put together.
Where they come together? I don't know a special name for that.
Some places they call that a gutter.
Huh.
Some they call it a valley.
I don't know.
How about before they had indoor plumbing when they had a place out in the back to go?
The outhouse.
Okay.
Whoops.
Heard any other terms for it?
No, that's pretty much what we used around here.
Okay. Do you know of a tool that they would use to break up the land after they plowed it? They might go back over.
Kind of a hoe.
Does that have like spikes? No.
No. I know what you mean. A rake. But it probably has another name because it's larger than a rake. But rake is what comes to mind.
How about something that could be dragged behind the mule on the ground to carry tools or things like that?
To carry us, we have one of those in the wind of the shop, and it's real interesting, all the different names. We call it a sled.
Okay. Slide, some of them call it. In New England, they call it a stone boat.
Well, it's interesting. People have talked, this is what we threw our stones in out when we were getting the film. And some people said, no, corn. And then
tobacco.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We can go inside now, I think.
Carol's
coming. Home? Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, don't let us startle you.
Oh, but, really? Okay. It's better. Maybe Tuesday. What would you call something that you would use just around your garden to carry tools or...
To carry tools.
Branches or dirt or anything.